We are continuing our 68-team NCAA men's basketball preview by talking with those representatives from the 68 teams from last year. And today we're joined by Pat Farbaugh. He is the voice of the St. Francis Red Flash, who were in the NCAA tournament last year. Pat, how you doing today?
I'm good, Derek. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. I guess, first of all, let's, you know, review last year a little bit. You know, what was what made St. Francis an NCAA team? Obviously, you know, they made a Cinderella run there in the NEC tournament and found their way into one of those play-in games.
Yeah, we caught lightning in a bottle down the stretch in our Northeast Conference tournament. We won by three here at home in the quarters and sank some free throws, ill-advised foul, created that opportunity to knock off the Seahawks, and then went up to Brooklyn and took down LIU. They were the two seed by three again, and then what our former coach Rob Krimmel called a rock fight against the Blue Devils, Central Connecticut, 46-43. It certainly was not a tape you would show if you're trying to teach shooting. But a lot of good defense, and we gelled late. We closed the regular season, Derek, with three straight wins to secure the number three seed, and then you know the country saw we, but for a ball that pinballed the wrong way, we would have been able to get out of that first four game and against Alabama State. So it was just a team that believed. That was a big part of their identity last year with Coach Krimmel, and they put it all together.
Mm-hmm. That is obviously always kind of the dream there when you're, any team really, just to make a run like that. You know, your season you're thinking is going to come to an end here with your next loss, and that loss doesn't come until the NCAA tournament. What was it like, documenting that, being a voice for that, throughout that run?
It's something that that is very memorable. I'm sitting here in my office at St. Francis, and we're tucked away in the Allegheny Mountains in Western Pennsylvania. We're a small school, and I have I call football for St. Francis as well, and I have my two posters from our NEC champion football teams recently. And I told our coach Coach Krimmel, because we hadn't gone to the NCAA tournament and won an NEC title since 90-91 season, told Rob I always have space. And I got a poster up now. It was fantastic. It was a good group of young men that bought into the coaches and played for each other. And I know that's cliche-ish, but they really did. And, you know, when we were out of Dayton and watching our alumni come into that building, we played Alabama State in the early game, and, you know, having a chance to engage with them and just seeing all the joy and, you know, the players and the coaches as we, you know, led up to the week, but seeing our alums celebrate. And a lot of people don't know, we got a rich tradition here. Norm Van Leer for the Bulls played here. Kevin Porter, who was a multiple NBA All-Star, played here. Going back further, Maurice Stokes, who is in the Naismith Hall of Fame. So, you know, to recapture, you know, to punch our ticket and sort of, you know, celebrate some of that tradition and build a little history last season was really cool.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, Coach Krimmel, you know, being a former coach there, and you know, there were, you know, he had teams that, you know, were co-champs of the NEC, just hadn't quite got to, you know, that NCAA tournament, as you mentioned, since the 91 season there for the program. So do you want to get into what Coach Krimmel, you know, stepping aside there, and you know, St. Francis, the kind of the future there for basketball there?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. We announced, it was really an odd month of March, Derek, to say the least. We went to the tournament, played Alabama State darn near, you know, would have been playing in the first round a couple days later. But then the next week, our university announced that we will be transitioning to Division III in the 2026-2027 season. This is our last year of Division I, and, you know, there's a lot of reasons for it. You know, it was something that, you know, was a difficult decision for our board of trustees and our president to make. And Rob, you know, felt it was a good point for him to move on. I think that he has two young sons in high school. I think coaching in his blood, but he was missing some of some family, some of his boys playing time. So it was odd to say the least. And this will be our last year of Division One before we transition into the President's Athletic Conference, which is primarily Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio at the Division Three level. But Derek, I mean, it was a surreal. I worked in sports information before I pivoted into higher ed. It was a strange couple of weeks as I ever had in my sports career.
Yeah, I bet. Again, Pat Farbaugh, the voice of St. Francis Red Flash, as we preview another one of the 68 teams in last year's NCAA tournament. Pat, now let's take a look at this year. You've got a new coach, Luke McConnell, who played there, who was an assistant there under Coach Krimmel as well. So, I mean, what's it kind of look like in terms of, just the team this year? Anybody coming back? I mean, what's the roster looking like?
Well, we have 13 scholarship guys. 12 of them are new. Chris Moncrief, who is in his third year this season at St. Francis, he's back, and he was really important, Derek, in that run. Almost brought us back. We were trailing Alabama State. Darn near brought us back, Chris did, and was a big reason why we won the NEC title if you looked at his numbers in the tournament. So he's back. He's the only player in the rotation back from last year. 12 new players joining Chris, the scholarship guys. And I know, Luke, you mentioned Coach McConnell, who actually played football here. His dad was our, was Tom, was our former men's basketball coach, coached Rob, actually, for his first three seasons. And he was really excited, Luke was, to have all 13 scholarship players here this summer. And that was huge because in this world that we live in now with the transfer portal, to build chemistry and get a jump start is huge. And to have all of those guys here over the course of the summer, he has noted that in conversations with me a number of times, how valuable that was and how he thinks that's going to pay off this season.
Yeah, great. And also the cousin of TJ McConnell, that's Indiana Pacers point guard. Yeah, so, what do you think, Pat, when it comes to, this final year in Division One, the dream that was realized last year, I'm sure that's, that's the goal for anybody. What do you think it takes, or what do you think the kind of the expectations are? New coach, almost an entirely new roster.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I suspect the coaches pool hasn't come out yet. But I suspect that we'll be picked middle of the pack, Derek, if I had to guess. He got a couple of really good players. Watching him play pickup, again, it's not a good measuring stick. Chris, I mean, if Chris can take his game up another level, which I expect him to because he did that from year one to year two, if Chris Moncrief can elevate his game and he can do a lot, he can defend and score a number of different ways, that we'll have to have that. A couple of other players that have entered our program that I think will make a difference. There's a young man named Skylar Wicks. He comes to us from UTSA, Texas San Antonio, played there last year, a couple of seasons at Incarnate Word in San Antonio the 2 years prior. He is a big guard. He's 6'6", and has the ability to score. And, another player that I've just been really enjoying watching and some of the pickup is a young man who played last season at Niagara. His name is Zion Russell. He's a point guard. And actually, we're talking about the NCAA tournament. He played really, really well for Niagara. And then the one other guy is Cam Tweedy. Tweedy played three seasons in our conference at Fairleigh Dickinson. And actually, our league, planted its flag when FDU took down Purdue back in 2023. Cam Tweedy had 10 points against the Boilermakers in that first round upset. So those three guys, Tweedy, Wicks, and Russell, I think that Luke is expecting them to be, in that rotation and making a serious contribution. And I think the one difference, a number of differences, but we're going to play fast, Derek. Luke has said on multiple occasions he believes that we are more athletic from a basketball skill standpoint, not that, but the athleticism that this team has. He thinks they could be a really disruptive team defensively, and he wants to play as fast as possible. He says, hey, given what's happening with our program that we're transitioning. He said, you know, let's make it an exciting team to watch. And so I expect, I don't know how you are, but I expect a Loyola Marymount style watch coming into this year.
Yep. I'm a 90s kid, so I know exactly what you're talking about there. Pat, when it comes to the NEC, any ideas? I mean, Central Connecticut, the champs last year, were 14-2. Long Island was pretty good. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, with all the roster movement going on, it's just kind of, you don't really know until you do know.
That's exactly right. people ask me, as the play-by-play guy, who do you like in the league? Well, since 2020, I'm like, I gotta see a couple of games before, you know, I can say anything confidently. CCSU is so well coached. Coach Sellers up there, I got to believe they'll be in the mix again. But it's hard to know, Derek, because, you know, rosters get overhauled, you know, similarly to ours. And you really have to wait and see. And you could have really good players from previous schools, but it's all about that chemistry. And do they come together and play as a unit? So I suspect the Blue Devils will be there because they've been consistent and they've been getting consistently better over the last few years. But after that, all bets are off.
Yeah. Pat Farbaugh, again, the voice of St. Francis, talking a little St. Francis hoops, many sea hoops. Again, Pat, really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Hope you have a great year. Enjoy this rest of your football season and into basketball, all right?
Oh, thanks, Derek. I appreciate you having me on and talking about the Flash a little bit.